Marcus and the Wind by Kylie Parry. Marcus was a middle boy. He was the middle child of his family. At school, he wasn't especially good at anything, and he wasn't especially bad at anything either. Sometimes Marcus was so middle that his teacher forgot his name. Mitchell, could you bring me your maths book? His teacher would say. Even his own mum and dad seemed to forget him. Sarah, where are your socks? Mum would say to his sister. Sam, are you ready for school? Dad would say to his brother. They didn't say anything to Marcus. The day that everything changed was a Wednesday. When Marcus was on his way to school, the wind started to blow. It ruffled the leaves on the trees and swept along little pieces of rubbish. In room 6, they were all doing handwriting when the funny feeling started. Marcus was trying extra hard to do a good job on his W's. The wind was blowing harder. It rattled at the windows and sneaked under the doors. Marcus's insides started to feel strange. A small gust of wind flapped across his desk, and the feeling inside Marcus grew. His W's began to get bigger and better. His last W leapt and twirled on the page like a piece of art. "Marcus, is this your work?" asked Mrs. Wright. Her forehead wrinkled up, and instead of giving him his usual tick, she said, "These are fantastically shaped W's." By morning interval, the wind had become wild and frisky. It bent the treetops and leapt out from around corners. The feelings in Marcus grew bigger and wilder. At maths time, he couldn't sit still. Without meaning to, his hand just seemed to shoot up when the teacher asked a question. Mrs. Wright was so surprised that she kept choosing Marcus. And she was even more surprised when all his answers were right. In the afternoon, Room 6 made buildings out of old boxes and cardboard. Marcus worked like a whirlwind. He moved so fast that the whole class stopped to watch. "Wow, look at Marcus," said Jack. "Amazing!" gasped Harmony. Marcus's building towered over the desks. It had spires and flags. It had staircases made of cardboard and tiny little windows. No one had ever seen anything like it. Mrs. Wright rushed to get her camera. Outside, the wind had begun to slow. It let go of the treetops and slowly eased back from the playground. Marcus was too busy explaining his building to notice. That evening, his whole family listened open-mouthed to the story of his amazing art and his astounding maths. "Would you like some more ice cream, Marcus?" asked his mum. "Can I see your building?" asked his sister. "Can you help me with my maths?" asked his brother. Outside, the wind gave a sigh and quietly drifted away. The next day, there was no wind at all. But Marcus didn't have time to notice the weather. He was far too busy.